Good evening from Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Gwen Ifill of the NewsHour and Washington Week on PBS. Welcome to the first and the only 2008 vice presidential debate between the Republican nominee, Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska, and the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden of Delaware. The Commission on Presidential Debates is the sponsor of this event and the two remaining presidential debates. Tonight's discussion will cover a wide range of topics, including domestic and foreign policy matters. It will be divided roughly into five-minute segments. Each candidate will have 90 seconds to respond to a direct question and then an additional 2 minutes for rebuttal and follow-up. The order has been determined by a coin toss. The specific subjects and questions were chosen by me and have not been shared or cleared with anyone on the campaigns or on the commission. The audience here in the hall has promised to remain very polite. No cheers, applause, no untoward outbursts. Except right at this minute now as we welcome Governor Palin and Senator Biden.
Nice to meet you. Hey, can I call you Joe?
You
can. Thank you. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to you both. As we had determined by a coin toss, the first question will go to Senator Biden with a 90-second follow-up from Governor Palin. The House of Representatives this week passed a bill, a big bailout bill, or didn't pass it, I should say. The Senate decided to pass it, and the House is wrestling with it still tonight. As America watches these things happen on Capitol Hill, Senator Biden, was this the worst of Washington or the best of Washington that we saw play out?
Let me begin by thanking you, Gwen, for hosting this. And Governor, it's a pleasure to meet you, and it's a pleasure to be with you. I think it's neither the best or worst of Washington, but it's evidence of the fact that the economic policies of the last 8 years have been the worst economic policies we've ever had. As a consequence, you've seen what's happened on Wall Street. If you need any more proof positive of how bad the economic theories have been, this excess of deregulation, the failure to oversee what was going on, letting Wall Street run wild, I don't think you needed any more evidence than what you see now. So the Congress has been put, Democrats and Republicans, have been put in a very difficult spot. But Barack Obama laid out four basic criteria for any kind of rescue plan here. He first of all said there has to be oversight. We're not going to write any check to anybody unless there's oversight for the Secretary of Treasury. He secondly said you have to focus on homeowners and folks on Main Street. Thirdly, he said that if you have to treat the taxpayers like investors in this case. And lastly, what you have to do is make sure the CEOs don't benefit from this, because this could end up, in the long run, people making money off of this rescue plan. And so a consequence of that, it brings us back to maybe the fundamental disagreement between Governor Palin and me and Senator McCain and Barack Obama. And that is that we're going to fundamentally change the focus of the economic policy. We're going to focus on the middle class, because it's when the middle class is growing, the economy grows and everybody does well, not just focus on the wealthy and corporate America.
Thank you, Senator. Governor Palin?
Thank you, Gwen, and I think the Commission also, we appreciate this privilege of being able to be here and speak with Americans. You know, I think a good barometer here as we try to figure out, has this been a good time or a bad time in America's economy, is go to a kid's soccer game on Saturday and turn to any parent there on the sideline and ask them, how are you feeling about the economy? And I'll bet you're going to hear some fear in that parent's voice. Fear regarding the few investments that some of us have in the stock market. Did we just take a major hit with those investments? Fear about how are we going to afford to send our kids to college. A fear as small business owners, perhaps how we're going to borrow any money to increase inventory or hire more people. The barometer there, I think, is going to be resounding that our economy is hurting and the federal government has not provided the sound oversight that we need and that we deserve, and we need reform to that end. Now, John McCain, thankfully, has been one representing reform. 2 years ago, remember, it was John McCain who pushed so hard with the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac reform measures. He sounded that warning bell. People in the Senate with him, his colleagues, didn't want to listen to him and wouldn't go towards that reform that was needed then. I think that the alarm has been heard, though, and there will be that greater oversight, again, thanks to John McCain's bipartisan efforts that he was so instrumental in bringing folks together over this past week, even suspending his own campaign to make sure he was putting obsessive politics aside and putting the country first.
You both would like to be vice president. Senator Biden, how, as vice president, would you work to shrink this gap of polarization which has sprung up in Washington, which you both have spoken about here tonight?
Well, that's what I've done my whole career, Gwen, on very, very controversial issues, from dealing with violence against women to putting 100,000 police officers in the street to trying to get something done about the genocide and what was going on in Bosnia. And I have been able to reach across the aisle. I think it's fair to say that I have